The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered the temple area, and he proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of thieves." And every day he was preaching in the temple area, and the chief priests and scribes and leaders of the people meanwhile were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord. There are many, many references in the life of Jesus about the temple, how Jesus would go up to the temple. You'll find, remember, in Luke's gospel, there is when he was a child, Jesus, young boy, he was lost, and then they found him in the temple. So the temple was a very central part of the awareness of Jesus, the Jewish identity of Jesus was very attached to the temple. So let me say a few words about the temple. We should know about the temple in the life of Jesus. The temple was built in East Jerusalem, in the old, what we call the old city of Jerusalem today, and it's on Mount Moriah. That's a hill. The area of the temple spoken about in this gospel is very large, the size of two football fields. When you think of how big a football field is, the temple area is as large as two football fields as we know them. It's a very large area. The first temple was built up there by Solomon about 700 years before Christ. And it was meant to bring the Ark of the Covenant, and that finally the Jews came through the Exodus and they came through the desert and they found the Mount Moriah, and that's where the temple was first built by Solomon about 700 years before Christ. It was destroyed about 200 years later by the Babylonians, who took the Jews into exile for about 70 years. Well, the Jews came back. King Cyrus let them go, and they came back from their exile, and they rebuilt the temple. That's maybe about 500 years before Christ. And that's called the Second Temple. The Second Temple was destroyed in the year 70. About 40 years after Jesus died, destroyed by the Romans, so there is no temple anymore. There are synagogues now, and I know we see signs that the temple, the Mount Sinai temple or so forth, but precisely speaking, the temple is gone, and now we have synagogues. The temple is this area, this very large football field area, is controlled by the Palestinians. Well, it's controlled by Islam, by the Muslims, wherever they're from. The Palestinians actually oversee it, and Jordan, the king of Jordan, is the kind of the overseer of it. When the State of Israel was formed in 1948, they captured Jerusalem, but they did not capture East Jerusalem, where the Temple Mount is, Mount Moriah, a sacred space for all Jews. But in 1967, there was a war there, and the Jews, Israel, took over the old city, including Mount Moriah. However, up on this very large space of Mount Moriah, there is a mosque called the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And there is also the Dome of the Rock. When you see pictures of Jerusalem, you'll see this golden dome. That's the Dome of the Rock. It is said that that's the place where Abraham was tempted to kill his son. Remember that way back there. Also, it's said that Muhammad flew on his horse named Barak and his horse from Saudi Arabia to Jerusalem, set up here on Mount Moriah, then went back home and began to write the Quran. He was inspired, spoke to Allah on Mount Moriah. Therefore, for all Muslims throughout the world, the Mount Moriah is a sacred space and no Jews can touch it. Much to the chagrin of the Jewish people, all they have is a wall that comes down the side of Mount Moriah, maybe about 60, 70 feet. It's called the Wailing Wall, but properly speaking, it's called the Western Wall of the Temple. Western Wall of the Temple Mount. And that's where all Jewish people go to pray. You'll see many pictures of this. If you have a Jewish friend and you're going there, you ask them what they would like to pray, and they write it, and you put your petition in the wall, in the crevices of the wall. We ought to know something about this temple. It's very important in the life of Jesus. There is a fervent effort on the part of the Jewish people and the state of Israel to try to capture back Mount Moriah. They speak, some people back there speak about the third temple, about building the third temple. Since the Muslims are sitting on that hill, most pilgrims that I've been there with do not get to go up on the Mount Moriah. It's a security issue. But there are times in the past when I've been up there many times. If there is calm in East Jerusalem and if the tension is very low, you can access the Temple Mount. But however, it's good for us because the temple represents, I mean, way back 700 years when Solomon built the first temple, it was meant to be a settled place for the Jewish people. The Ark of the Covenant, they wandered through the desert with the Ark of the Covenant, and now they found a settled place. That's important. It's important for us to belong to a settled place, a place where we worship, a place where we meet God. That's why the parish is important. It's like the temple for us. This is the place we come to pray. It's a sacred space. It's etched into the hearts and the minds of the people of Holy Family for years and years, for generations. This is where we have baptisms, where we marry, people have confirmation here, we bury our dead, we celebrate the great mysteries of Christ's life here. This is sacred space. And for us, the people of Holy Family, this is our space where we somehow gather as a people to pray, to worship, and to give thanks. It's like that with the Jews. I mean, the ultimate place, the sacred place for all Jews is the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. It's also the third holiest place after Mecca and Medina, in Saudi Arabia, after Mecca and Medina for all Muslims. This is the third holiest place. Therefore, the Jews cannot access and control the Temple Mount. And that's a lot of tension in Jerusalem over the Temple Mount. Anyway, I want you to know something about the temple because it appears many, many times in the life of Jesus. He was a devout Jew, and therefore his Jewishness is very important for us to understand and how he would go to the temple to pray, to give thanks, and to offer sacrifice. I think that's all you need to know for now about the temple. Let us pause now for a moment of prayer.